Lesson 10. There are days when everything seems to go wrong. You do not hear your alarm, so you are late to class. You get caught in the rain. Your computer breaks down before you make a backup copy. At this point, you are ready to scream. The only solution is to take a deep breath and count to 10. There are also days when everything you do is wrong. You cannot get along with your roommate. You have trouble expressing your feelings. You are so sad that you exclaim, "I feel like a failure." When things go wrong, many people tend to isolate themselves. By being alone, they think that they are protecting themselves. Unfortunately, this reaction does not help them deal with their disappointments because they are focusing only on themselves. Thinking about what went wrong strengthens their sense of failure. When things go wrong, I urge you to stop thinking about yourself. If you look around, you will see that everybody has disappointments, often far worse than yours. Watch and study how other women and men cope with disappointments. Many face their problems with courage and determination. Their example can inspire you to find the strength to react. I would like to share with you the moving story of a young woman who courageously overcame the stress caused by a terrible burn accident. This young woman was a talented and successful ballerina. Dancing gave meaning to her life. Whenever she danced, she communicated the joy in her heart and the inspiration in her soul to the people who watched. One Christmas day, when she was preparing a special dinner for her family, her dress caught fire. Within seconds, she became a human torch. The flames burned so quickly and cruelly into her flesh that she was mad with pain. She would have died if her father had not heard her scream. He raced into the kitchen, threw himself on top of her, and put out the fire with his own body. The young woman's injuries were serious. Third-degree burns over 35% of her body. It took 27 months for her to recover. Unfortunately, the burns on her legs damaged the muscles so severely that she could never perform again. The physical recovery did not mark the end of the healing process. The psychological damage was much deeper and more painful than the terrible burns. Yet this young woman found the courage and strength to cope with the disappointments from the accident. In the hospital, she saw other people who had injuries worse than hers. She learned that talking about one's problems relieves some of the pain. Most important of all, she learned that she was not alone. That knowledge enabled her to go on with her life. A new kind of life, but one that she has filled with new meaning and new joy. The story of how this young ballerina coped with disappointments inspires me whenever I feel down in the dumps. It is the story of my sister, Tina.